This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A new year and maybe a new president. Republican Party faithful will start gathering all across Iowa in about 36 hours. Romney's in front, but the man he's ignored the whole race is getting all the attention. Rick Santorum, the social conservative, is on the rise. Oh, yeah. And don't forget about Ron Paul. It's Monday, January 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning to you and happy 2012. Happy New Year. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry. And I'm here, of course, with Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd.
And happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks, and you too.
The Iowa caucuses set to start tomorrow. We're going on the ground live to get the latest on Mitt Romney's surprise dominance and Rick Santorum's late and credible surge. We've got some of our favorite interviews from 2011 this hour. And, of course, New Year's resolutions. Do you have yours? Haley in Oklahoma City writes us to practice three things in my walk with Christ: repentance, purity in every aspect of my life, three, trust, both in God and in other people, especially other women. Well, tell us about your own New Year's resolutions by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on some of the morning's top headlines.
Republicans in Iowa, as we said, will head to the caucuses tomorrow night. It's the first test of the presidential election. After months of campaigning, dozens of television ads, maybe hundreds, it'll all be up to voters tomorrow. Candidates are swinging through the state, making their closing arguments. Frontrunner Mitt Romney is setting his sights beyond his Republican rivals, though, and taking hits at President Obama.
He said, if I can't get this economy to turn around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition. Well, we're here to collect. Let me tell you.
Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is hoping that the field of undecided voters will swing his way.
I think this is a volatile environment where people are going to walk in undecided or semi-decided, and maybe as many as 50% could switch during the course of the caucus.
The final Des Moines Register poll released before the caucus shows Mitt Romney leading Ron Paul and a surging Rick Santorum. If that poll holds, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann could become the first candidate ever to win the Ames straw poll but come in last in the caucus.
Well, that would be remarkable. Well, authorities in Southern California are on the hunt after dozens of cars have been set on fire in Los Angeles. Investigators have released surveillance video of a man wanted for questioning in connection with the crimes, making it the first real clue since the fire started. At least 42 separate fires have been reported since last Thursday. Overseas, South Korea says it's open to nuclear talks with the North. The country's president appeared on national television and said the Korean Peninsula is at a turning point. This comes a day after the North said it would bolster its military and defend new leader Kim Jong-un unto death.
The start of the new year put some 40,000 new laws into effect across the country, everything dealing with the use of a cell phone while driving, all the way to shark fishing. Now on the books, California now mandates its public schools teach the cultural contributions of gays and lesbians, while workers in Connecticut get mandatory sick leave. And the New York Giants are headed to the playoffs. Big Blue came out on top of the Dallas Cowboys, 31-14. Eli Manning threw three touchdown passes, including one for 74 yards. That put the Giants in the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Congratulations, New York.
Let's check in on the markets now. Asian and European markets are up. Wall Street, of course, is closed for the New Year's holiday today. Well, coming up this morning, how do you keep a New Year's resolution? Perhaps you don't make your own. We'll welcome a couple this year who decided to make each other's resolutions for them. That might mean more accountability to another person and not just yourself. They're going
to
join us later this hour.
A lot of arguments.
They might also do that. And of course, we want to know what your resolutions are for 2012. Perhaps you can make a resolution for America in 2012 or for the rest of the country. Celeste, you like making resolutions.
I love making resolutions.
So
my resolutions are that I have to drop some weight and learn Spanish.
Both two positive resolutions. Yes. I do self-improvement. I generally don't make them on New Year's. It's kind of arbitrary calendar to me. But
It is, but it's a good marker.
It is.
Beginning of the year.
We want to hear from you at 8778-MY-TAKE about your resolutions. Also coming up, we're playing some of our favorite conversations from 2011. We'll listen back to a series with immigrant Abraham Verghese. That's going to be coming up later on this hour, so make sure you listen.